it's understandable how, I mean, how people feel, of course, looking at what has occurred here in Zimbabwe in the last couple of days. Obviously, there are people who will be bent in trying to come up with that kind of strategy, probably just to give the name, to try and block the president from going to, I mean, to Davos. Yes, there are sad events that have happened here in Zimbabwe. Loss of life is always regrettable. It should never happen, no matter under whatever circumstances you might want to put up. Losing a life surely must never be a thing that we should tolerate in the people. It's not the Zimbabwean way. It's not our way. Ubuntu does not take to that kind of detail. So definitely, maybe that is why the people strongly feel that the president ought to then come back and be with the people here as we solve that. So it's understandable why people would do such a thing. But I'm sure also maybe probably going on the other side of the coin, it could be necessary as well to, I mean, for the president to meet up with these economic giants and stuff like that, seeing that one of the problematic things that the people are crying about in Zimbabwe is the decline in our economy, and therefore a need for it to be resuscitated somehow. And then therefore the answer to that kind of scenario would be for the president to be in such engagement to try and bring about that kind of economic turnaround. But I said, both sides of the coin, to be honest with you, are as valid as you'd want to put it. Yes, we should be here in Zimbabwe and attending to these issues. But yes, again, it should be where it is now, trying to also pin out a way for us, for economy, to get back to the current trajectory, and that's the trajectory of resuscitation.
Now, do you think it's very possible for these people to actually block the president, or they're just wasting their time?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I'm not too well versed with the way that the president is invited to Davos and who regulates his being there and who probably can stop him from being there. So it will be very difficult for me to comment on that kind of angle. I'll be commenting from a really dark hole indeed. I don't know how the president gets to be invited there and who invites him there and who can say he shouldn't be there.
But looking at the way things are happening in Zimbabwe and the president going to meet some of these world leaders, is it going to work since some people will be saying there's chaos in your country, so we cannot invest in that kind of a country? So is the president himself not wasting taxpayers' money on this trip?
To be honest with you, when the president left the country, all these things had not started to happen. He left early on Monday morning before the riots began, and I'm sure as he went out there, he didn't anticipate such a scenario to unfold back here at home. And definitely, I'll tell you, without missing my words, my brother, again, Zimbabweans have shot themselves right in their foot, because, look, with these kind of things happen, these are the kind of things, these are the kind of recipes that brew a sort of anger, desperation, and fear from any investor. It will be very difficult to convince an investor to come and invest in a country which can easily burn up property and loot things with impunity. So we are putting ourselves again in a tight corner. We are crying that the economy is going down. Others are trying to resuscitate it, and then we then throw the biggest spanner in those works. And really, I'm telling you, we have actually gone 10 steps backward instead of going forward with the move that we did here.